All right. It is a beautiful day. It's clear. I can see through the windows here. But we're going to look through the window of baseball and bring in Bruce Jenkins of the San Francisco Chronicle on behalf of Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, happy Sunday to you.
Hey, same to you, Marty. How's it going down there?
Well, it was interesting. You know, Beer Can sets it up. She's the producer, and I came in today. We're setting everything up, and all of a sudden, I see a lot of scurrying to my right around the dugout. And whenever you see all the beat writers heading in one direction, yeah, you know that something's. It's like a school of fish. You know, they start going. You know the feeling. And yeah, all of a sudden, Madison Bumgarner, the news came out that he's got some irritation in the right rib cage, not oblique. They gave him an MRI and some pain in his foot. You can relate to that, between the third and fourth yeah joint on the left foot. And he got a cortisone shot yesterday. He scratched today. Heston is in there. And I guess, Bruce, this is part of spring training. It doesn't mean it's not their year. Delta Dave, who's already tweeted me, but it sounds like he could be out for a week or two.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. I mean, the fact that it's not oblique, that's absolutely crucial. Those things drag on and on just forever. It's one of the most annoying injuries you can have if you've got your organization depending on somebody. He comes down with that thing. It's just ridiculous. But, you know, here's hoping that it doesn't develop into that, because it is in that area. And, you know, a pitcher's foot, you know, I mean, you got to have full strength there. You don't want that thing to linger. So a cortisone shot, which I guess he had, that only takes care of it for a while. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll play it on the safe side. They have to. And it doesn't sound like any big deal. And plus, he's one of the toughest guys around. So it doesn't sound too bothersome.
No, on both sides of that coin, you know, he is a tough guy. And for him to say something.
And
the way he played, it's like Pence with the Achilles tendonitis. You can't slow this guy down. And for Bumgarner, you know his outdoor lifestyle. Plus, he loves to hit. He's in the cage hitting all the time. And the muscle pull, to me, sounds a little bit like, you know, something that could come up from, you know, not warming up properly, and you pull something.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, wielding an axe, you know, chopping down trees and, you know, pulling on ropes and rounding up the cows and everything, and takes a ferocious cut in the box, as ferocious as anybody in the game, like Carlos Gomez kind of cut up there. So, you know, you worry about the strains and possible tears and all that stuff. But I don't know. I mean, I would need a little more evidence of injury to Bumgarner before I worry too much about him.
Well, Chris Heston gets a start today, Bruce. And Heston, of course, do we downplay him a little bit? I know the second half was not pretty for him, but boy, the first half, stepping in there, he was an afterthought. No one thought anything about him in a no-hitter against the Mets. And here he is. He takes the ball. I think, you know, this is a guy who probably they feel okay about.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, I think they definitely like him as the long reliever with Petit gone. I mean, I think he's probably really well suited to that. But it's like you say, that first half, I mean, he had everything you want. He had control. He had just automatic movement. Everything he throws has movement on it, and it's a sinking kind of movement that gets hitters hitting ground balls. Somehow he lost his command. It might have been a full season of MLB sometimes puts a little bit of a strain on guys who aren't used to that kind of a haul. But I think he's probably got his mind and conditioning program, you know, wrapped around that now. I think he's going to be an invaluable guy. I mean, if heaven help us, Bumgarner or Kane or somebody, you know, goes down for a while, he's a guy you could just quickly throw in there. It's not like Blackburn or Block or guys you really aren't quite sure about. I mean, like you say, this guy pitched a no-hitter against the Mets. So, the moment certainly doesn't get him. It's just a matter of his control and his command.
Yeah, no, I agree. And believe it or not, I mean, we're talking about Chris Heston, Bruce Jenkins, and I. The hitters, at least on the Giants side, have raved about him. And, of course, this will be his third appearance today. Probably will go four today. And we have TV, radio today, so we'll get a good look at him. Bruce, Mack Williamson hit another tremendous home run yesterday at Tempe. And, you know, the way the field's laid out there, you know, it was getting close to I-10. when this one came down, I guess Pujols hit one that was a wall scraper, and they all count, as Hank Aaron said, just get it over the wall. That's all that counts. But here's Williamson and here's Parker, and we'll talk about Spann in a minute. And, you know, Bruce, you and I have gone through spring training so many times, and, you know, the Randy Elliott syndrome, you know that, you know, of a guy who hit 600 down here, and, you know, is he ready or not? But this outfield, you know, with Pagan and Spann and Pence, they're going to need extra people. And Parker and Williamson down here are hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, and, you know, we always talk about also, you know, the bench and how crucial it is, and how you go through five guys so fast in a long National League game, and you wind up getting guys like, you know, Arias and Adrianza, all these jack-of-all-trades guys who really aren't, you know, tremendous at one thing. And I've always lobbied for adding a couple roster spots. I mean, imagine if they could carry Williamson and Parker. Mm-hmm. Now you got right-handed and left-handed thunder off the bench. Pinch hitter. I know they don't. You know, they still want these guys to play regularly, but you know, it reaches a point where if you can call a guy up to the big leagues and he can help you, you know, you got to do it. You know, it's not like they're just starting out. They've both been in the minor leagues for a while. But,
right.
You know, when they hit these bombs, and Parker hit one, just an insane home run yesterday. I mean, you have to think about that for a while. That's something the Giants haven't had. I mean, they had Michael Morris, but, you know, he played more often than not in the lineup. And it's just an awesome thing to have on your bench. It can be invaluable. So,
Go ahead.
I just think it'd be nice to see one of them make the team the way the bench is constructed.
Yeah, and you have to have patience is one of the point I was going to make. You know, and I said this about the bullpen guys. Guys just don't walk in and figure it out in the major leagues. Not everyone is Fred Lynn or Jim Rice, you know, or Albert Pujols or someone like that, or Buster Posey. It takes time to adjust, and you really have to have patience with people like that.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, another guy, I mean, what about Arroyo as a guy on the bench? You know, I mean, he's a guy who definitely, sure they love to see him play regularly in the minors since he's kind of just starting out, but good grief, can he hit? I mean, I don't think he'd mind if they kept him on the big club and maybe spotted him in left field, or if somebody needs a blow in the middle infield. I mean, geez, that guy can hit.
Tomorrow is the 14th, and there's certain rules of when you can send people out who have been added to the 40-man over the winter. And if you option them out tomorrow, then you can then bring them back or whatever. There's some technical rule. Probably there's going to be about a dozen people going out tomorrow, and that would include probably Beedy and some of the starting pitchers. Would go out tomorrow. Maybe Arroyo, too. I wonder if they'll keep him around.
I think they, you know, deep down, they'd like to get a longer look at Arroyo, Williamson, and Parker, because these are guys who, in the right set of circumstances, could really help the big club this year. So, you know, I think they'd be kind of discouraged to go out. I kind of don't see them going out this early. Because, you know, the looks they're getting are really encouraging, and they want that to continue.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting tomorrow. Yeah, there'll probably be a number of them going out tomorrow, so we'll see. Look, there's only a couple of weekends left, and, you know, you've got to get your pitchers, sort of the ones you're going to use, and the players you're going to use, and get a good look at them. So I think some of these young kids probably will get the news tomorrow, but that's part of spring training. Bruce, tomorrow night, Johnny Cueto and Sonny Gray. How about that one? And I realize it's only three or four innings each. But that's a TV game again. It's over in Mesa at the A's Park. How about that one?
Oh, that's just beautiful. It doesn't get any better than that. You know, obviously a fantastic contrast in styles, background, technique. But bottom line, those are two frontline guys. It's a beautiful thing for the Giants. If Cueto is everything he's supposed to be and is the number two guy, that's a heck of a luxury. And Sonny Gray is just ridiculous. I went out and saw his first outing was just on a backfield in a simulated game where you got a first baseman and a right fielder and a couple coaches and a catcher, and a few guys get up there and hit. And everybody was just like, God, this guy's just right out of the box. He's throwing great sliders. He looks fantastic. He's just a flawless kid. He's extremely bright. You know, he was a kid who wanted to be in the school play, even though he'd never acted or sung, and he did both. You know, he just steps up. He's just ready. The kid is ready, and he's, you know, obviously the ace of the staff, extremely likable. I mean, that's just one of those great spring training matchups that you wish would go nine for the both of them.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be able to see it too, which is fun too. So, all right, yeah, hey, exactly. Have a great Sunday. Feeling sound better today, and enjoy your day today.
Thank you, Marty. I sure will.
How's the weather, by the way?
Just terrible, thanks.
Yeah, very good.
I'm not feeling all that great myself, but
good.
This thing is lingering. But just rain and wind and chill. I'm so glad my wife and daughter and their friends have spent 3 days in the glorious weather down there. They're just beaming and raving about everything, and so really happy for them.
All right, Bruce, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up.